And one of the in baseball too. I know you did a post this morning. You had Babe Ruth on there. Babe made an appearance in Rockwell City. And actually, as I've talked to people over the years, it was not uncommon for the Major League Baseball teams to have scouting camps and so forth around the state of Iowa. So, you know, Babe Ruth. I mean, as we look at those pictures now, but you know, there were a lot of those players that came to the state to recruit players right out of high school and so forth. But you've got a story about Babe Ruth who came to Calhoun County.
Well, I do. That was one of those stories I didn't know growing up. But yes, in 1940, on June 30th, he came to Rockwell City, did a batting exhibition, 3,000 people in the crowd. And then the next day he went up to the Twin Lakes Golf Club and he was golfing on the sand greens up there. And that's what that picture of Babe Ruth is about, the day he was up there golfing. So we've had some very famous people come through Calhoun County.
Yep, exactly. And of course, early settlers, as you mentioned, the railroad, farming, building dredge ditches, which was really neat too. You know, they had to drain the cropland that was raising the corn and soybeans. Early days of marketing livestock, methods of crop production, all featured in your new book. One of the unique things about your book, and that goes along with the early history, not only do you share the early history dating back to the 1800s, but there's also history that's not so old. People may recognize some of the familiar faces and places in the book.
Yeah, no doubt. I know that the publisher likes to have about an 80-20 ratio. They have 80% of the old history, and then they've got about 20% of the new, which is great. So you will see people, if you're from Calhoun County, you will recognize people like Dr. Malley and Dr. Armbrecht, who between them have more than about 100 years of combined veterinary medicine experience in Calhoun County.
Yeah, and actually, some of the people from the hospital, too, a lot of those people are very familiar faces.
That's right. They're still working there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I want to, I went back to the book here on George Wilson. He was the one that was in the picture with Babe Ruth back in 1940, and George is my neighbor. He was my neighbor. They recently moved away, but or to another part of Rockwell City. But George is the one in the picture there. And I know several other people have had their picture taken with Babe too at the country club and so forth. But just a really neat book. KWMT is actually in here too on page 43, and that is because back in the day, back when we were a rock and roll radio station back in the 50s and 60s, we hosted a lot of teen dances and teen hops, and one of those, a lot of times we'd be over at the Alhambra back in the day, and one of the posters, Bobby Darin and Dion and many others, but KWMT. And I remember when you posted this picture on Facebook, I said, Darcy, I said, I have, and actually the picture is at Twin Lakes Grocery, it's one of the posters.
That's right.
And Clint and Linda have this hanging out there. And I commented on Facebook. I said, Darcy, I said, I've been at Twin Lakes Grocery a lot, and I have never, ever seen this poster. And do you remember your response back to me?
I do. I said, Duane, the reason you haven't seen that is because it's hanging in the women's restroom.
Exactly. And I thought that was a great comeback. So I do need to talk to Linda and Clint and say, hey, move those posters around a little bit, because not everybody's going to see.
Well, that's right. That's like a little informal museum over there. Twin Lakes has great history, just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. But that was a great comeback on that. And that is the reason I'd never seen it before. So now let's talk about how KWMT listeners can get a copy of your book, Images of America, Calhoun County.
You bet. It's out there on Amazon right now, so you can go out and order it online there. Or you can go to my website to connect with me, and I can send you an autographed copy directly. So it's darcymalsby.com, DarcyMalsby.
Or they can get a copy in person. You've got a couple appearances coming up, don't you?
One is on the
20th of September in Lake City.
You bet. The 20th of September, Lake City Historic Central School at 2 o'clock. And then also I'll be back here in Fort Dodge on the 18th of this month. I will be at Friendship Haven Retirement Community.
Oh, excellent.
2 p.m. that day. So, yeah, stop by. I'd love to meet you.
And that's a Friday. So, again, the contact information. Now, they can get a copy and also talk about the 18th and 20th again, if you would.
Absolutely. So I will be in Fort Dodge at Friendship Haven Retirement Community on Friday, September 18th at 2 p.m. for a program and book signing. And then again at Lake City on September 20th, which is a Sunday, 2 p.m. Historic Central School. So stop by.
Awesome. Well, very good. Amazon.com and also email address for yourself.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. YetterGirl@yahoo.com. Just remember, everything's better in Yetter.
Yep, exactly. Well, Darcy, it was a real treat knowing that you could come over here today, and when I first saw the book, I knew it was going to be an instant hit, and not only for Calhoun County, but you know, just every county needs to do something like this.
It is. You know, Duane, I've always said we don't need, it's great to send kids overseas and explore foreign cultures, right. But I said we, anymore, agriculture is kind of like a foreign culture, and I love to connect people with their rural heritage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, Darcy Malsby, making your way over from Calhoun County today, and again, thank you for taking the time to come over and join me in studio here today.
Thanks, Duane. It's been fun.
The KWMT Power Lunch Program on True Country 540 KWMT.